Welcome back to the BQ Daily Show, where I document the day-to-day of personal growth, building discipline, raising the standard, building a business from the ground up, and sharing my perspective on all of it as I go. I've committed to doing one of these every single day up until episode 7305, which will be the 20-year anniversary of the show. My goal with all of this is to showcase the day-to-day of a man who desires more out of life, who refuses to quit. And it is my hope that through documenting the journey, it will inspire, help, guide, or serve as proof for anyone looking to get more out of life as well. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to start. All right, so I just want to preface the episode with this. I recorded the show in my car, and I was talking about taking quitting off the table, as well as, I actually can't remember, it was earlier today, but after I finished recording while in the car, I wasn't satisfied with how the show turned out. I haven't even listened to it, but I just didn't feel like it was organized. I'm actually embarrassed to even upload this because I feel like it was so unorganized, so unpolished. I had a really good idea, but the way that I communicated that idea wasn't the best. And so I feel like the message was lost, and perhaps I'm overthinking it. I don't know, but I just wanted to preface the show with that. And yeah, so I got off FedEx today, and I just plopped the phone in my pocket, started recording. And for no other reason than to just show that it can be done elsewhere. I mean, I've got 141 episodes, 142 now, if you're listening to this, that are of me doing it in my car, my desk, the gym parking lot, a field. Where else have we done it? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, looking back, it's going to be one of those things that I'll be glad that I did. If I were to do every single podcast at my desk, I would feel like I shortchanged the whole thing of documenting of everything. So maybe it's better that I switch it up and do everything. I don't know. That's just a thought I had. But likewise, with everything, just documenting everything, the ups, downs, wins, losses. So with all that being said, here's the show or the thought that I had that I wanted to share. And so here it is. All right, just like old times, we're back in the car doing some car casts here. Just got off FedEx, so today is, my watch is dead. I think it's March 9th. It's March 9th, 2024. It's 5:21 p.m. So I've been thinking about this a lot today specifically, because when I'm working FedEx, I'm in my head all day. I'm not talking to anybody. I have podcasts and music going most of the time. But it's very easy to get in my head and start trying to process certain thoughts or trying to pick apart certain ideas. And I don't know what it was, but today it became ultra clear to me that you really can't take what people say or advise you to do or take their criticisms or their compliments. You really can't take those from anybody. And the reason I think that is because everybody truly is on a different path. Everybody has different desired outcomes. Everybody is running with a different toolkit. Everybody's running with a whole mentality, a whole different perspective. And you and one other person might be going to the same exact spot with a very similar skill set, toolkit, whatever you'd like to call it. And so that might be better. But overall, for example, you know, I'm working 3 jobs right now to make this whole get out of debt thing happen so that I can have all the extra dollars funding the business, and I would just be better off. So I'm working my ass off to make that happen now. So for me, my balance or whatever, what's required for me to get to where I want to go is working these jobs, and then the time that I'm not there, getting everything else done. So that's the gym, that's reading, that's water, everything else. And I'm doing very well at that. I mean, I've got a 106-day streak going with the ice bath. It requires a lot of discipline, and it's awesome to think that I'm kicking so much ass with that. And so that's my life, right? And that's what I'm doing. And so if somebody says to me that I work too much, no, I absolutely don't. I don't work enough because I want to get out of debt today.
So with that frame, no, I don't work too much. I don't work enough. And so if I were to, I guess, not be aware of the fact that somebody, or I guess aware of where I'm at in life and where my goals are, if I were to listen to somebody who's telling me I work too much, that would detract me, derail me from my momentum and my goals, because I think that I am working too much, or maybe I'm not balanced or whatever. But for me, in my desired outcome in my life right now, I absolutely need to be working, quote unquote, too much, because that's where my goals are. And achieving my goals gives me a sense of pride and satisfaction knowing I worked my ass off to achieve them. And like I said a few episodes ago, if I were to withdraw from everything I have going on right now, I would feel like shit knowing that I'm not doing everything that I could to achieve that next step for whatever I got going on. If I quit FedEx and then the truck washing on Sundays, if I quit that and just did my full-time job and that's it, I would feel, I don't know what the right word is, just unfulfilled, unsatisfied, empty, that I'm not putting forth the effort to make the money now, to use that money to get out of debt, to advance to the next step for me. Because I'd be sitting at my house. So a better way to put this is, for me right now, I need currency, I need money to pay off debt. Anything that's not that for me right now is leaving a void within, I guess, where I'm trying to go. Because if I'm not working towards that goal, which is kind of, I guess I'm treating it like a gatekeeper for the next goal, which probably isn't that great of a strategy, but whatever. If I'm withdrawing from the activities that allow me to get to that next step, what the fuck am I doing? So I guess in a very unorganized way, I'm trying to say, you need to be aware of who says what to you, what path they're on, and perhaps what perspective they're saying that from. Because the amount of times I get told I work too much and I need balance, I need a vacation is just astronomical. And it's probably less than 10, but it's so repetitive. And none of these people have the same goal as me. So, and none of these people are in a position in life that I desire it. None of these people have the vision that I do. None of these people have a life that I desire to have as well. Nobody's in a position that's telling me this, that I want to be in. And so why would I listen to what they have to say? Good or bad, you know, it's really easy to get caught up in the good as well, because they might be giving you a compliment that you're working your ass off, but, you know, they only work 32 hours a week and they drink every whatever. That's a bad example, but me working 60, I think it's 63, something like that, per week. I might hear that and be like, oh, wow, I am working so much. But, dude, relative to my goals, I ain't working enough. And so I think it's just about being aware of that. So that's kind of the thought process that I had. It's a very unorganized way of putting it all together. But I'm driving a car on the freeway trying to navigate through traffic. So, and I'm getting cut off as we speak. Love that. So, and then I got one more thought, actually, I want to share. Dude, people suck ass at driving, man. What in the world is going on? Bro. I'm just stopped in the middle of an intersection right now because people are just Judas. Okay, so another thought that I'm going to share. So when people ask other people for advice, or they're desperate for an answer, like, I need to know, like, what do I do? I'm so lost with here. Or maybe they're just struggling with something they're doing. Like, it's so hard to go to the gym. What would you do? Imagine if you ask somebody, I'm struggling with the gym, it's so hard, or it's so hard for me to meal prep. Like, what would you do? And you ask somebody that, and then that person says to you, oh, I just quit. Don't waste your time, stupid. Just quit. You can't give up. What would you say? You know, you'd be like, no. Why are you telling me to quit, you know? And I think that's interesting to frame it that way, or to think about it that way, because it removes quitting off the table. Like, they're not going to tell you that, And if they did, you absolutely wouldn't quit. Or maybe you would and you're weak ass. I don't know. But you absolutely wouldn't quit. And I think people are seeking almost like a validation or permission to let out the gas, or for someone to comfort them and say, oh, you know what? I tried. It sucks. It's, I don't know. It's okay if you don't do it. But if someone was like, ah, no, just quit. I think if it's delivered that way, it would probably make somebody feel, I don't know. And that was just a thought that I had. And I haven't put much thought into that thought itself, other than I just don't think that's a thing. I don't think people would say that. And so when you frame it that way, it takes quitting off the table. So if you know you're not going to quit and that's not an option, there, I guess in that frame alone, you're saying that there is a way, there is an option, there is something I can do to make whatever I'm trying to do happen. I just haven't figured that out yet. So quitting's not an option. So I'm not going to quit. So I'm going to operate from here on out knowing that I'm going to find a way. I'm going to make this happen, whatever, you know? And so, again, unpolished thought, but just take quitting off the table. I don't know. Hopefully that made a little bit of sense. And if not, it'll be funny to look back on in 18 years. So whatever. But your boy just pulled up to Chipotle. So I'm going to go get my goddamn food and grub. So peace out.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as a daily reminder, this podcast does not focus on sound, quality, or professionalism as much as it does just getting a message out, sharing the wins and losses of the day, and just documenting the day-to-day through it all. So if you want to keep up with me, it would be awesome if you could give the show a follow on the platform you're listening on, as well as a rating or review. Support this early on goes such a long way. So thanks again, and I'll see you tomorrow.